Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the hottest new show on the internet, where your host is an innovator, motivator, captivator, an inspirator, and an authoress. She comes raw and uncut. Sit back and relax. You're about to be unmasked by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Every Friday, right here, 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, we're going to talk about dildos, we're going to talk about, you know, sex,
And we're going to get hardcore with it. We're going to talk about fucking. So, you know, I don't want to hear nobody claiming they want to, you know, pray over me or pray for me. Come on now. This is real talk, and this is adult television. So put on your big girl underwear and your big boy, you know, cups, whatever you got to wear, because the show is going to take you there. And I just want to thank everyone from listening in from north to south, east to west, all my friends. I want to say hello to Kelly Moore in Nebraska. I want to say hello to Lola Matthews in South Carolina. I want to say hello to Brevette Lynch in Baltimore, Maryland, and James Halsey, and a special hello to Sylvia and Stanley Robertson and Philip Robertson, who was traveling up there from Florida, who got stuck in the snow, but he needs to get his ass back home next week, or there's going to be some problem with the bills. But anyway, we just want to say hello, Shalanda.
Hi, Miss Terry. How are you today?
Oh, I'm off the chain as usual. I'm so glad to have you here to keep me pulled back, you know, because obviously
right.
Let it rip.
I see you ready to just take off there. All right.
I know, that's right, because this topic, when we're talking about sex and things that we need to do, cause a lot of times the reason why no one is in your bed because you ain't doing the right things that keep them there. We got a romance coach. This chick, she does it all. And I just can't wait to introduce my lovely guest, Jay Bryan. How are you?
Hey, how's everybody doing? How are y'all
doing? How you doing, darling?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, because you know a lot of people think that the romance is gone once you reach a certain age, but it's not. And I got you here so that the people who have stopped having romance and encounters with that special person, it's time to be to bring the romance back. And especially like a night tonight, like it is, the stars are clear in the sky and it's kind of cold, you know, get up all hugged up with somebody in that bed. This is the right time to bring back the heat and the passion to the bedroom. Do you agree?
Yes. It's always a nice time to bring the heat in the bedroom. But this cold weather,
Yes, Lord. We don't need the heaters, the space heaters. All we need is some body heat to make it do what it do. And
right.
With that being said, Jay, we want to start from the beginning. Tell us about your beginnings before you became into this arena about romance and love and everything. Start off from the beginning. How did you graduate there?
How did I get here? I got my husband.
Right now?
I love telling that story because the way that I was brought up, I would always hear within my household that it was disrespectful for a man to be watching. At the time, I think we had the Beta or the VHS tapes or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to give my age off too much.
Right.
But... But back then, if they brought in that or if they were just looking at the magazines or something, it was like, what are you doing? Why are you looking at that? It caused a big argument. So, of course, growing up and hearing that or seeing that the man was sneaking and doing it, it was like, what is going on? So, of course, I played the good girl and the good girl role in bed as well. And when my husband brought it to my attention, he bought a vibrator. And,
same.
Actually a vibrator vibrates, but dildo does not.
Right.
So, but what happened was, when he put it in me, it was one thing, and he had me close my eyes, but when he turned it on, ladies, when he turned it on, it blew my mind. So I was like, oh, shit, what is
it's
that?
It's a prattle.
Oh, right. What is that? What's going on? So,
You know,
excited.
I guess if somebody did put a vibrator up in there and that G-spot got the tingling, you're going to be singing a note higher than you normally sing.
And I will tell you, before he did that, I was against it. Why do you need that? You don't want to have sex with me? Like, what is it? What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
So it was all of that confusion that I was getting ready to start, and finally I just said, Jay, wait a second. Just try it. You know, the curiosity got, look, let me try it. But I didn't know that it vibrated. I just knew that it was a toy. Like, it looked like a penis. So I was like, what the hell is that?
I'm talking about.
But
you know, Jay.
It.
You know, you said a vibrator, dildo don't vibrate, and a vibrator do. Wrong answer, girlfriend. You better go back to the adult stores because now they have dildos where you got the penis and the dick and the rim and all that and the veins and stuff, and that sucker moves and turn around. All that it vibrates. You know,
no,
back in the day.
Not, ahead.
The vibrator was only for, you know, massaging your neck. It was like a tubular thing. But now they got dildos with the thing inside of them. Because I got one.
Right. If it's a dildo and it does not vibrate, it is not a vibrator.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this dildo vibrates. It's shaped like a penis. On the outside, it got the veins, it got the nuts, you know, and it turns on. So they are, you know, just like anything else, modern technology.
It's not a motorized mechanism in it that makes it vibrate, then it is a vibrator. It's not a dildo. It's no longer a dildo. A dildo does not have any kind of vibrating mechanism in it. I mean, you can turn it into a vibrating tool if you put a cock ring on it to allow it to give that vibrating mechanism. But if it does not have that motorized engine inside of it, that's why it's not a vibrator.
Okay,
changes it into a dildo. Yeah, but
I always thought that a dildo was anything, a penis, you know, whether it's all, you know, rubber or whatever. I thought a dildo is anything shaped like a penis.
Oh,
a
no.
Vibrator
was
something that vibrates and maybe in multiple shapes, you know. But, I've seen the ones shaped like penises that also vibrates and it turns around, got little beads in it, you know. And for all of y'all who need some coaching, in the love area, you know, I just want to let you know we're going to get into that because this chick, she does it all, man, you know. And it's no shame in your game because, you know, because you're getting older don't mean you don't want to be touched, you know. So touch me. You can touch me in the morning. You can touch me at the evening. But just touch me in the right places, you know. And I can sing, you know. But I see in my co-host, she got a question for you, Jade.
Go ahead.
Shalonda, don't be bashing me. I'm just turning all red over there.
You just caught me off guard. I didn't think you were coming on that fast.
I was in the middle of my story, but she got excited. But that's okay. That's okay.
Right. I have some friends who, I mean, I'm not going to try to give my age, but it's going to show a little bit. But I have some friends that, you know, ever since we were in high school, we used to always tell them, girl, you need to try this, and girl, you need to try that, and, you know, and they're more conservative than I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, sexually. How can I get them to try to egg them on to try these things with their husbands and stuff out so that we can have conversation? Because it seems like me and maybe one or two other girlfriends, we'd be like, yeah, girl, you do this. And everybody else sitting there like, no, we can't do this. We can't cross that line.
Well, let me tell you this. I will say this. In the very, very beginning when I first did, because I was conservative, I was a lot of girls who knows me, if they called in, they would tell you, which I wish that some of them would call in, they would tell you that they did not accept this side of me as far as a business move because I was very passive. So when I started writing erotica and when I started selling toys and talking to people about sex and relationships, they were like, Dade, I never would have expected you to do something like that because you just go five passes and you act like you're so shy.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was so excited with the product, I was like, I have to tell everybody. I have to share. So that's what I was going to get at, is that then I turned into, I need to start selling this product because it blew my mind when I felt it. If you are talking about a toy and you're telling them to get a dildo or a vibrator, and it looks like a penis, it has a balls and all of that stuff, a lot of times women who have never tried it is very intimidated. They need something that does not look like it, so you might want to try a bullet. So I always say for those that are just starting off, let's start off with a bullet.
And hell, if they don't want to come up a bullet, tell them go to the store and get a fucking cucumber and stick it up there. That's just turned in.
But you got to remember, they're intimidated. They're dead shy. I call them dead virgins. Because,
I know, but see, I said that because, you know, a lot of people won't go to an adult store and go get stuff because they're afraid somebody might see them. But like I said before, if I'm in an adult store buying motion lotion and shit that I blow on and the shit heats up, don't look at me because you're in the store
right along with
me. So, you know, you can do it undercover. Just go to the produce section of your market and get a zucchini. Or get a cucumber, but do not get a banana because it's too soft. It'll bust
open.
Don't get a banana.
When Miss Perry told me that story, I had to laugh because I said, that is like the most squishiest thing. You can't use a banana. Okay. But I was telling you, when I was in the store, and I went in the toy store, Toys R Us, I started screaming, looking at my husband like, oh, my God, look at this. Oh, you used it for this. And it was a white man that was in the store. It was just us and this white man, and he was looking at whatever he was into, and he looked over at my husband, and my husband said, can't you tell this is her first time in here? So, you know, he was like, he was dropped his head and shook his head. But the thing about it, I was so amazed at all the different things. Now, here's what I didn't get to tell you. When my husband bought that toy, ladies, he hid the toy from me. And I, when he would leave to go to work, I would be tearing up trying to find that toy. Because that's how I know about. And that's why I had to tell everybody. I said, I got to tell. This is one of the products that if you swear by it, girl, you got to try it. So
well, Jay, let me hold off for a minute because I want to
need the name of that.
I had a question for Jay Bryant. Call 347-945-6003 and hit the number 1, and that's me know that you got your hand up. But you got a caller over here whose last numbers are 1310. This caller want to ask you a question. So, caller, are you still there?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. This is Mr. B. I'm in the building.
Mr. B, up in the building. No, I know you're a little frigid or something. But go on with the question.
Miss Miles, I just want to let you know, first of all, I would never eat a salad at your house.
That's ugly.
Second, I wanted to ask G, is there any part of your sexuality that that you would like to explore and haven't explored, and if so, why?
Is there any part of my sexuality that I haven't explored?
That you would like to explore. Like, is there something that you want to do that you haven't done yet, but you're willing to, or you're just afraid to, basically.
You know, I would not do this now, but before I got married, there was a time where I was willing to do a threesome, and I never did that. So there was
girl,
a time
you don't know
that
what
I was
you
willing.
Missing. Been there, done that, and I don't want nobody out there listening to me trying to judge me. Pass for me. Give me a threesome, and that shit was off the chain. What you talking about?
Girlfriend,
be part of a threesome. This married couple, man, they was trying to buy me shit individually. The lady was buying me a mink stole, and he was giving me money. I said, damn, this shit was rocking. That's when I was in Baltimore. But, you know, those are my little freaky days, but they behind me.
I don't think they're too far behind you. The way you talk, you still excited. You ready to go right now.
I just know that. But you know something? We got so much we want to ask her and Mr. B. Thank you for calling in. And any other girls who want to call in and talk to Jay at 347-945-6003. Get your questions together. But in the meantime, I want you to go and get you something to drink. We're going to take a little small break, and we'll be right back.
Do me wrong. Do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light. But don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye and say hello. It's sure been good to see you, and it's time to go. Don't say yes, please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go. Turn in my
That was the wonderful James Taylor, Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. And what an appropriate night of weekend, a Friday. It's cold outside, and in some places there's snow on the ground. In some places you need to be cuddled up. But if you don't have nobody, then this is an opportunity to learn some things, because we have the romance consultant here. She's called by many titles. She wears many hats. But we're just going to call her by her first name, Jade. And we want to welcome Jade back. And, Jade, I just want to let you know that I want to first give a shout-out to Brevette Lynch. She's a retired school teacher in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and now you are a teacher of a different sort. You teach us romance and how to get couples together. So this might be a little something for him to put a smile on his lips, because once you get older, the love don't change and the love don't stop. And I see also on my dashboard that my mama is just listening in, and I want to put her on the phone real quick, and I also see colleagues, Mrs. She's up in here. I'm going to put her on as well. But I'm going to go to my mother first, because she's an older woman, and maybe she can give us some advice, or maybe she got some questions she want to answer those two shot of X. How are you, Miss Matthews?
I'm doing just fine, my dear.
I thought you might have to put me on Front Street. is there anything you want to ask the love consultant?
No, she's beautiful as she's going now. She's beautiful. Tell her continue.
Okay, was there anything secret you can tell us? You know, because I know people don't get it. People think you get a certain age and the love stops. My mama
still
got
that in
the past, man. And looking for that right guy. So, you know, step up and show up and show out.
You got it.
Well, I'll... Miss Alicia's right here. My mom is shy, so I'm going to put her on mute. Unless she got another question, she can hit the number one key. But I'm going to go and pick up Mrs. Delicious, one of my colleagues in the radio host business. How are you, Miss Delicious?
I am fantastic. Good evening, Shalandra and Jay. How you girls doing?
We're doing good, darling, especially now that you're here.
Well, look, I was just sitting up here thinking when you had mentioned that, you know, about a threesome. Now, I don't really think that I could, you know, be in a threesome, but I just fantasized while I was sitting here. I said, well, you know what? I would really enjoy it, but this is just a fantasy because, like I said, I don't want to share my man. But if I was in a threesome with two DL brothers, and let me explain why I say two DL brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
number one,
brother, for people who don't know.
Yes. Because if I was in a threesome with, you know, a man and a woman, I'm, you know, supposed to participate with the, you know, all of us supposed to participate. But if I was in a three way with two men and myself, I'd be the only one participating. You see what I'm saying? Because they're not going to do anything, interact. So therefore,
I
would.
Saying. So you want to see
right.
them fucking too, right?
Yeah.
All right,
they always
want to
see us doing something. So
I know
hello,
that's right.
Fair Strange
well,
ain't
me,
no robbery.
I wanted to make my fantasy clear, though. The thing about it is, at the time when I was thinking about it, I was younger. I've been with my husband, it's going to be 18 years soon. And so back then, before we was married, that was the opportunity that I had given to say, have you ever thought of that? Because that was the time that I would have done it. That's when I probably had it in me to be bold enough to do it. Now, I'm not, no, we're not sharing. I'm not into that. That's not going to happen. And I don't know if I would have went forward with it back then, but that was something that at the time that I was like, I'm willing to do it. Now, having
right.
took the step to go into doing it, I might have been like, no, girl, put your clothes back on. This ain't happening.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That was something that I had discussed because it was like, if that's something that you're thinking about, let's get it over with and done and out the window now. But
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there are actually women who enjoy being with two men at the same time, but I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't. You know, phantom that, nor could I phantom sharing my man. That's why I said if it had to go down like that, we had to be two DL brothers, and you know, I can watch them, they can watch me. You know, because that's how I think of it. Fair exchange, ain't no robbery. You ain't gonna be watching me and another woman, you know, get off and you getting all the excitement, all the enjoyment out of it. What about what I want to watch? You know,
well, let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just say this, Quasis Kep. You know, people say that every man have a homosexual fantasy and every woman have a lesbian fantasy, and I don't know if that's true or not. But I know
that
back
is true.
In the day,
every woman is curious.
Back in the day when I was living in Maryland and working for the fire department, you know, those guys over there, they tried to run me away from being in the fire department because they didn't feel that a black woman should have that kind of resources that they thought was entitled to a white man, because Baltimore's Quasis Kep back then was still racist and up in your face. But anyway, they would, you know, have a lot of, you know, playboys and all kinds of things in the a firehouse to discourage me, you know, get me out of there. So I decided to get to play girls, you know. And anyway, what I did was I found out later that I wanted to see what it was like to be with a woman and a man. So I went to one of these little nasty magazines in the back, and I got the information. So I didn't know what to do, right, because this was the first time I was trying to experiment. So I went and bought me some marijuana, you know, I went and bought some wine. Now, mind you, I don't drink none of that stuff, right, but I want to make sure they was comfortable. So I'm sitting over there, you know, and they came over, and I asked them, they want something to drink, some weed, whatever. After we started, you know, BSing for a minute, I said, okay, let's go back in the bedroom. Now, I was scared as shit, but I still wanted to know. So anyway, I closed my eyes, and I didn't know who was doing what to me. But when I opened my eyes, I saw this guy, his nuts was big like fucking tangerines, scared the hell out of me. stop, get up, you know. I ran my ass to the guy at college, you know, make sure I ain't have nothing. And they said it was some kind of condition that men have where their nuts swell up, but scared the frick out of me, you know. But that let me know right there that I was strictly dickly, you know. I ain't trying to switch hip no women, but, you know, when I opened my eyes, oh, Lord have mercy, that was it for me. But, you know, that's the truth, and it is what it is. That's my past. That's not my future, and that's not my today. But I'm going to let my co-host Shalonda ask a question, and I'm going to get off the hot seat for a minute.
So I used to have a friend who experimented with BDSM, and she used to have all these kinky types, like, I don't even know what to call them. They're like fools.
The floggers.
It was like bar spreaders and handcuff things, cuffs that go around your wrists and your ankles. And have you ever experienced those in the bedroom with your husband? And
no.
How did you didn't like those type of things?
Okay. No.
You have some brothers. They never spread my legs.
She had this bar that would hook to the top part of her bed, but it was attached to her ankles. And the guy would take the bar up and hook it up where her wrists were strapped to the edges of the bar, too. So it's like her ankles and wrists were together.
Oh, hell to the no. If I'm going to give you some of this with JJ, you're not tying ass up. You're not going to have me bound or none of that shit.
Right.
You walk away and leave me there. Oh, that ain't working
right.
for me. Wrong answer.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to do the natural way, but I ain't doing none of that shit. I ain't, no.
I've actually
but,
walked in and she was handcuffed.
You walked in
hell
no.
with the person left and she handcuffed to the bed.
I don't
like,
want no sex
you
like
me
that.
Down to go.
I know my mother's probably wigging up on here. She's my mother, dear. You on the air. What you think about someone having sex with you for a senior citizen and they got your legs and your arms spread apart? Are you in for that kinky shit or you know, you think that's like the chain?
You forget that, baby. If he can't give me the real thing, I don't want the kinky stuff.
You know, my sister Sylvia, man, she hate when me and my mother talk about sex. She's such a prude about sex, man. She like, oh, y'all happens, oh, y'all just nasty. But, you know, I mean, nasty go to a certain level, but I wouldn't go there. You ain't locking me down with nothing. I'm sorry. And like my mama said, she said, it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I might let you try different, openings or whatever, but, you know, act like Burger King, have it your way, but you ain't put me in no lockdown with no damn teeth. And you ain't spreading shit apart.
Wow.
It was freaky to me, too, but a whole lot of people
that
I noticed get down like that. I was just asking.
Right. There's a lot of people that are turned on by that. I just had an issue with handcuffs, and that experience alone for me caused me, and again, I was younger, but that experience right there was like, don't worry about it. It ain't going to happen again. Don't nobody
right.
have to fix their lips to say it because he lost the key. So the fire department had to be called to cut them.
Oh my goodness!
No, that won't happen again. Yeah, that happened to me, and it won't happen again. Mm-mm.
That happened to you?
You gotta worry about. Yes.
Oh, girlfriend, I'm scared of that. I'm scared of that. Well, callers, look, if y'all got a question, y'all want to ask the love expert. Call in at 347-945-6003. Just hit the number 1 on your keypad. That will let me know you got your hand up if you got a question. Because as you can see, there's no age limit about getting your rocks off, whether you're young, you're old, you're a senior citizen. We all got a story, and we all have had some sex along the way, or we wouldn't be here to talk about it. But, you know, ooh-wee, I wish my sister called in because, man, that chick, man, she won't talk about sex with nobody. She'll shut you down. But you know, she got a big old booty. Somebody trying to hit it. I know that, but that's another story. But I'm going to let Miss Delicious ask her question of Jade. Oh, now she done got quiet on me. She might have smacked Jade.
She might have muted her phone.
She's on mute.
She'll mute her phone and forget that her phone is on mute. I've done that on live shows. I've been talking.
Oh, okay. Well,
like,
you had me on mute. Hello?
You had me on mute. You had yourself on mute.
No. I was saying hello, 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 and y'all heard y'all saying she got her phone on mute. Y'all had the phone on mute.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, well, Mr. Delicious, we have a caller here. Last phone numbers are ending 466-0, and she's out of the Maryland area, and I think she got something to say. I hope it ain't who I think it is because she's going to rip me in my butt. But anyway, I'm going to bring her on. Caller 4660, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
hi.
Sister.
And you know who this is. Hello, Mom. Hello, little sister.
Hello.
Hello.
Is she going to get mad?
Now, first of all, I'm not going to get mad, but I just know not the freak of the week telling me about my sex life. You see, some things are best kept privately. That's why it's called intimacy. It doesn't have to be public.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us has some freak in them, but every one of us doesn't publicize just how freaky they are.
Right. Right.
Like they say, men want a lady in the streets and only a freak in the bed, okay?
I am a lady in the streets.
Oh, please.
Hello. I got some good panini. Don't have mother.
And how did you get my mom on this line?
Because she's a freak, too. She wanted to call her dad. Ms. Matthews, you got something to say?
I'm freaking with the freaky, honey, baby.
Hello, you heard that, didn't you? It runs in a family.
You got it.
You know, I can say so many things right here. But I'm going to leave it alone because unlike YouTube knuckleheads, it's some things that's best left as a mystique, okay?
Okay.
Let people wonder what you may be capable of as opposed to them always assuming or knowing. That keeps some of the mystery there. That's not for everybody. That's for just those special people in your life, okay?
The mystery is, can they get it or not? You know, and how hard do you
have to get it? If they come correct, they can get it.
Mystery.
Yeah. I know that's a new concept to you, right?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said, I imagine that's a new concept to you, correct? By the way, hello, everybody else.
A new concept or not? She's a love guru. Okay, what do you think about that?
Anyway, the love gurus on the line, I just picked this up because my brother is visiting from Florida, and he was listening to it. So I heard my name mentioned. I wish my sister would call in. Your wish is my command. Here I am.
I know that's right. We're glad that you called in.
Give us some tips so she can catch a man in Maryland.
What makes you think I'm looking for one?
She's not
because
looking for
maybe
one.
You had a man,
she,
you wouldn't have that much time.
What makes you think I don't?
You know, a lot of people say that, you know, if you ain't getting it, that's why you're mean and bitter and you're crotchety and you're fussing and argumentative, you know. So, you know, my mother gave her all the tools that she needs. She got the poop, you know, she got the body and everything, but, you know, she kind of stingy.
Like I said, mine is for the needy, not the greedy, okay?
Oh, shit now.
All right.
Mine's for needy and the greedy.
There's a lot going on this telephone.
I love your spirit, though, sister.
I don't think, look, my little sister has been a freak all her life, and I know that, okay? I have been more on the conservative side, but that doesn't mean I don't have that freak gene in me, okay?
Right.
It's just that I'm more private with my business.
Private with yours. There's nothing wrong with that. There are many people that choose not to talk about it.
Oh, my God, we got a whole lot of callers trying to call in. Wait a minute. The person whose phone number ends in 3290, caller, are you still there? Because we got another caller got a question for you.
I'm here.
Here's the other part of the family.
My name is Philip. I'm from Florida.
Hi.
Sticky old man. But I don't know why I'm that way, but I just like what I like. I try everything once. I'm a trisexual. Whatever you turn me off, I'm all for it.
Oh, my God, that's what I'm talking about. He tried everything once. You know, he a connoisseur of sex. All right, I like that shit, man.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur of sex. Love making. Trip this.
Okay, well, we got another caller right here. Last phone digits are 8566. They got a question for you, Jade. Caller 8566, what's your question?
Hi, I was wondering, I was trying to figure out what I can do to kind of spark up the interest of me and my partner. I actually have two, a man and a woman.
You have
to say you have been with a man and a woman, and ain't that enough sparks right there?
Well,
Are you trying to get both of you're trying to get them together and do a threesome?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out how to present bringing her to him.
Oh. Okay. So you want to introduce her? Not you don't want you're not wanting to talk to. He's game.
No, he's already with me, so I'm trying to introduce her.
Okay. Do you and her have a relationship, and she just doesn't know? Or are you just wanting to let her know that you're interested?
No, I've been seeing her as well, but she doesn't know about him, and he doesn't know about her.
Yeah,
so I would like to just bring them together.
I know you lost her.
Started off with a scenario and say, you know, if this was to happen, and I was interested in having a sexual encounter with this guy and you and wanted to watch and be a part of it, would you fulfill my fantasy? And see where it goes. You never know. She might say, yeah, I will do that for you because I love you that much.
But well, she says that she would never be.
And the woman don't know about
I'm
the guy.
I'm sorry?
No, you just said that the guy doesn't know about the female that you speak
neither
with.
Neither one of them know about each other.
But so
right.
Why do you consider to be bisexual? Do you think you, does a girl think you're a lesbian and does a guy think you're straight? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Long girl up your dirty little secret.
But here's the thing. I think that it would be more challenging for her to talk to the girl, especially if she is thinking that it's just them two, than it would for him. Because a man's fantasy, majority of men, their fantasy is to be with two women. So she may be able to sell that to him, that concept to him. It may be more challenging for her, so that's why you have to break it down in a scenario and see how that plays out.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, you know, I got a lot of questions, and please don't leave us. We're going to take a mini break, and when we come back, you know, I'm going to...
I'm
here. 945-6003, and we're going to be right back shortly, and I want y'all to just hang in there because this conversation is getting hot and heavy.
What you doing?
Reading.
I can see that. What's the title of the book?
Insane.
Oh, I heard about that author.
Where'd you hear?
I heard that she is author Terry Elow, who lives in Alabama. She's written and published 7 books. Insane is her 8th book.
Wow, you are right. So where did you get your book? From her website, www.terrylau.com. You also get it on Amazon straight to your Kindle.
Can I read insane when you finish?
No way. This was autographed to me. But you can go to her website, www.terrylau.com, and get your own autographed copy.
Write that down for me.
I sure will.
Well, on that break, we heard that song by the Delphonics, Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time? And on this cold Friday evening, our special guest is Mrs. J. Bryant. She is called by many, many names. She's a romance consultant, the love guru, the lady who knows how to fix it from the head to the toe. I mean, anything about sex and romance, she got your answers. She do consultations and everything else. And we're so glad to have Jade with us here, and my co-host is Shalonda. And we're also glad to have also one of my colleagues in the radio business, Mrs. Gail Delicious Johnson. It's always a pleasure when she shows up. And my mom, bless her heart, she done checked in, and my brother done checked in, my sister done checked out, and all my friends from north to south, east to west, we're thanking you for tuning in, because this is not a show for children. This show is for adults only, and we keep it raw and in your face. We're talking about sex. We're talking about romance. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about toys, dildos, vibrators. We're talking about fucking, you know, so that's it in a nutshell. And on that note, welcome back, Jay, darling. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, beautiful. I'm doing fabulous. I'm having
good,
fun.
Good. I see that Philip, he has his hand up, and he want to ask you another question. Philip, y'all, go ahead, ask the question of our guest tonight. Philip?
Yeah, you know, I'm here. Yeah, I just said because some people have a problem with talking about themselves, but to me, I don't do it at all, from A to Z. You know, and whatever turns you on, and you like it, do it. You know, I'll have no hang-up by me. But what do you tell a person who wants to get into that, you know? How do you tell a person that, you know?
How to get into a threesome?
No, yeah, well I don't do all that. I ran the gamut.
All right. Okay, well, that other caller, she wanted to know how to introduce, you know, into a threesome, but my problem with that is, that, you know, the female thought that she was a lesbian and the guy thought she was straight. You know, even though every man usually have a fantasy of a threesome, but a lot of females, they don't want to deal with women if they think they're being with a guy. So that's a little, like, that's a difficult subject, you know. But like our guest said, just go ahead and approach the woman first. Am I right, Jade?
Yeah. You would want to approach the woman first, because, first of all, you're going to break the news to him. But a lot of guys, like I said, and the gentleman here, he can correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of guys, that's their fantasy. So a lot of men would be like, okay, I'm open to it. You know what I'm saying? You do have very few that be like, no, I'm not feeling this. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have that, sometimes you do have that tendency where, and I know women especially when you have that that guy that's on the DL, you can't compete with that. So a lot of guys also feel like that. So you do have that half side that's on one side of the fence that's like, I can't compete with that, and I can't deal with that. And then you have the other side that's like, hell no, that's my fantasy. We can do it. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting to her that she goes towards the lady first and approaches the lady first, because that's a delicate topic there. And she never knows. That lady might say, you do have some females that's like, okay, so you're not gay, you're bi.
I got a question.
Accept that or not?
Yeah, I got a question. You know how sometimes as you get on in life, you know, and whether your partner has passed away or whatever, you're not together, without appearing to be promiscuous, what's something a person should look out for? Because everyone wants to be loved. I mean, that's a given. But what should they do so that when someone is trying to hit on them, you know, they don't want to deter the person away by trying to be the lady that they want to project, even though they want the comfort because they put that wall up, and sometimes they turn away good men.
A lot of times we're not upfront. We're just not upfront with our intentions or what we're expecting. And you have a lot of brothers that either will play a field and sugarcoat shit for us and hurt our feelings. Let's keep it real, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then
right.
You have, and then you
keep
have those that, and then you have those that is upfront and say, I'm here just for the sex. That's what I want. I don't want no relationship. I'm not looking for marriage, kids, all of that. That added, preserved it. I'm not looking for that. We have to be upfront as women, and we don't. We want the relationship. We want, there's things that we want, our expectations. Sometimes our expectations are a little bit high. Sometimes we have a list, and I call it a list, because we have a list of too many expectations on a gentleman. We want. I'm sorry.
I heard someone say something. I don't know if she was talking to you or not. But
okay.
What I do want to ask you a question is, what happens when a person becomes older and one of their partners no longer wants sex and the other one do? Do you think it's fair that the partner who doesn't want sex allow the other person to explore because just because you stop or you feel like you're dried up and you don't want to do it, you think it's fair for someone else to got to hold back, you know, when they want to be sexually active?
You have to dig into what the problem is. And a lot of times what we don't do is we don't communicate. So we get agitated because you're not having sex with me. What's going on? Then the accusations come. Are you fucking somebody else? You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then,
well, you got
to
call
it here.
She
okay.
Want to ask you.
Okay.
You got to call it. Jay want to ask you a question. 4660, Sylvia. You got a question for Miss?
No, it's not necessarily a question, but an observation that I have made. A friend taught me a very valuable lesson a long time ago. And you, as long as you go by this rule, you can.
You're echoing. Do you have something?
Something you got to echo.
Do you have the computer
you
on or something? Because I want to hear you.
No, I don't. I have your speakerphone.
Oh, get it off the speakerphone. That's probably what's throwing an echo.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that any better?
Can you hear that, Jade?
A little bit. Go ahead. I just want to hear you clear.
You can hear me better now?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. But anyway, as I was saying, I heard you speaking earlier about being for real, and that's the basic. You know, if you set the ground rules before you get involved with anybody, you shouldn't have any problems at the end. And a
right.
friend of mine always told me this, you know, people are going to be who they are regardless of what you put them through or whatever you expect from them. They're going to be who they are. So the thing to make any relationship work, even if you're cheating outside of the relationship, is it's a question of respect. As long as they don't do it in your ballpark and you don't have to see, hear, feel, or suffer any consequences of what they're out there doing, don't worry about it, okay? As long as they take care of home and keep all of the nonsense away from you, why waste time worrying about what somebody is doing when they're away from you? They're supposed to be trusting the relationship anyway, so trust that they will respect you enough to keep any of that negativity away from your relationship. And
mm-hmm.
as long as you let you have no problems, okay? That's the way I see it.
Mm.
Well,
okay.
You know, that's a good point, you know, because just because you're in a relationship, one person sexually is active and the other one feel like, I don't want to do it no more, the other person shouldn't be penalized. But you're right. You shouldn't have to put that in that person's face. What they don't know about, you know, that's fine.
Exactly. You can't worry about.
Exactly,
and here's the good thing about that policy. Even if the relationship breaks up, you should still be able to end as friends because you've already had the ground rules established. Not only that, but you give the person a choice. This is who I am. This is what I will do. So if you have no problem with that, fine. We have a relationship. If you have a problem with it, then before we get into one, you can move on and do something else. That way it saves you headache and it saves me headache.
Well, sometimes when people get older, they don't want to move on because they've spent so many years with a person, and it's hard to just move on. Sometimes people feel like they're trapped because, you know, they got older and they don't want to lose that, you know, person or
so someone else's happiness,
life, so.
Happiness is more important than your own. You can't make somebody else happy until you can make yourself happy. And the problem with too many people today is they're not comfortable being in their own company. If you can't get along with yourself, how are you going to get along with somebody else?
Good point. What you say, Jay, or Miss Delicious, or Shalonda?
Well, no. The question was if we're not no longer having intercourse. If that's no longer happening, a lot of times you have to now you have an open mind or difference of opinion. A lot of times you do have a lot of ladies that's trying to figure out why isn't he sleeping with me anymore. So the problem becomes where does the communication come in at? Because what is the first thing that a woman is going to think if they had a regular, healthy sex life and then all of a sudden it started lacking? He's no longer, it looks like he's no longer interested. He's not having sex. Now, he may have some issues, emotional issues or something may be going on with him that is causing his libido to be lower. But what is the lady going to think? She's going to automatically think that you're fucking somebody else. You're having sex. There's something going on. What is it? That's why I'm saying there has to be some kind of communication. Now, he could be out there having sex with somebody else, and he's getting it in good, and that's why he's like, I'm no longer interested because I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? But there has to be some type of point of communication so that instead of that accusation, and that's what I'm saying, is that a lot of times that's what we have to try to coach these sisters is that you can't be accusatory because a lot of times that's why he's like, I'm really backing up now because now you're saying something that I'm not doing if he honestly is not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, apparently there's no trust in the relationship to start with if she even thinks that's what he's doing. There's no trust. Apparently there was no communication going on even before, and that's part of the problem.
Or it could be something internally wrong with her because a lot of times this is why we always talk about communication, because a lot of times there's couples out there that's living together and really don't know how to communicate with one another. They don't know. They don't even know how to go into the bedroom and say, this is what I like as far as sex. This is what I want to do. And so what happens is you have these brothers who go out and they see the freakiest girl that they can find because they say, this is where I'm going to get my sexual gratification because she's not doing it at home. Because he doesn't know how to tell her, this is what I like. Here's my fantasy. Well, this is what I want to do. So that's why I'm talking about communication because a lot of times we don't have that the way that we need to have it in a relationship. People are too scared or don't know how to come out and say, bam, here's what I want, because they're too afraid of what their mate is going to think of them.
Well, I've never cared too much about what people thought about me, so I go do what I want to do.
And you know what? I love you for that. I love you for that because it's not that many women like that feel that way. You know what I'm saying? I can feel already that you're the person that can go up to a man and say, this is how I like to be screwed. This is the way I want to have sex. This is what turns me on. Bam, there it is on the table. Take it or leave it. And that is you. And I already can sense that from you, that that's just, you can do that easily, but there's a lot of women that can't. They're passive, and they cannot come out, don't know how to say it. There's a lot of brothers that do the same thing.
But you know, some
I feel for
family,
them, because they are missing out on life, I'm telling you.
That's in the church, and they feel like it's inappropriate to do some things. And then sometimes they think, like, okay, I done married you, I done got you, we've been together umpteen years, you know, now you should be happy just to get in the bed and go to sleep, you know, and they feel like that man is wrong to seek romance outside of the bedroom because she has shut down, and even if he tells her, look, well, you don't want to give me no, why can't I get it from somebody else, she ain't trying to hear that, you know, so what should that man do that's stuck between a rock and a hard place?
Can I say put something in here real quick?
Here's
the problem that people seem to be forgetting is that, like they say, the same thing you did to get them is the same thing you're going to need to do to keep them. I'm not saying it has to be as much sex as in the beginning, but you still have to keep the relationship interesting and, you know, something to keep him compelled to keep coming home. If you think that just because you got married, now I can stop doing this and I can stop doing that, I can stop looking good or whatever, that ain't going to work, okay? That's not going to work. I mean, you have to keep it interesting. I mean, if you're not going to keep it interesting, they're going to their attention span is going to wander. Men are like kids; their attention span wanders.
Right. You're absolutely right.
That is right. You got to keep doing stuff. And guys, the older they get, seems to want more of that outrageous sex. Because people get tired. Well, at least I know I get tired of that missionary sex where somebody just laying on top of me. Come on, let's flip it up. You know, let's bring some props in here. You know, let's do different positions. You know, because that's tedious. That's boring. You know, but I really want to ask my mother, because she's a mature woman. Now, Mother dear, I know you're on the phone listening. What do you feel about, as you get older, not that the sex stop, what do you feel about introducing different things into the bedroom? Like, do you think it's okay to bring toys in or props or whatever? What do you feel about that?
I think you should do what's going to make you happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love my mom,
I'm loving your mother. I love your mother. And I love her.
Me too, man, because she don't care, man. She's a mature woman, but she calls a spade, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, this is really getting interesting, and I'm loving this conversation. And I see Miss Delicious sitting up here. She raising her hand like, you know, she wants to jump in there. So, Miss Delicious, go ahead and ask your question.
I had my hand up for an hour.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I had my hand up four or five questions back.
I'm sorry. Well, you didn't get to every one of them.
Okay, well, we're going to speak on the topic that we're speaking of now, you know, as far as, like, when women get older and, you know, still having intercourse or having a sex life, period. And I think that, you know, the older you get, well, I'm going to speak for myself because I can't really speak for every older woman. I'm 64 years old, and I truly enjoy, you know, being intimate with my partner whenever, you know, I can. And when I'm not with my partner, I'm with my friend Bob. But,
everybody know who Bob is.
Not everybody. So tell everybody what Bob is.
Oh, Bob is my battery-operated boyfriend.
Right. Hello.
So some people some people might have thought you was straight up talking about a man named Bob.
Your man named Bob,
Right. And I do believe when you don't use it, you lose it. Because, and then another thing, when you the thing about sex, it has benefits with it, because it keeps you young. It makes you happy, you know. Because a lot of women who have attitudes, and I'm not even gonna call a family member who definitely has attitudes. And I told her one time, I said, you know what? I said, you need some dick.
All right now.
It takes some time for a woman to get that intimacy, because when you're pent up and you're not happy, all you need is somebody to hold you, kiss you, love you. Next thing you know, you are happier than a sissy in Boys Town. You hear me? Because even when I'm with Bob,
I believe that too because I realize a lot of times when people are mean.
So as long as I have it, I'm going to use it. As far as, like, you know, some women, they, when they're going through the change, which I'm going through the change of life, they have a problem with keeping, being lubricant down there. But I don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that.
Yeah, I know.
I still have all my hot spots, you know, certain places a guy may kiss me or lick me. And I'm going to tell you, this is something I had discovered from a stripper. Well, you know the things they do to you. They get on you and all this kind of stuff. And I was given a waiting to exhale party when I was breaking up with this guy. I had three strippers there. It was me, you know, a bunch of my girlfriends, you know, just sitting around. And when he put me down on all fours, and you know how they get in the back, you start humping and stuff. And when he licked my shoulder blade, oh, my God. I mean, that was so erogenous, and I couldn't believe it because I've never had anybody do that. Mm. So, you know, certain guys, I would ask them to do that, just to lick my the way he did it, oh, I can still feel it, you know, because it's important for people, for your partner to even know your erogenous zones and how to touch you, how to kiss you, how to lick you, how to talk to you. And all these things is what keep your relationship fresh, keep
right.
your relationship going. So, and I'm going to tell you a little joke. This joke was told by Mom's maybe. She said that she had went to her grandmother, and her grandmother was, like, you know, really old. So she said, "Grandma, how old do you be before you, you know, how old you be, Grandma, before you want to stop having sex?" And her grandmother was, like, 90. So she says, "Well, how old do you be before you actually want to stop having sex?" So the grandmother said, "I don't know. You're going to have to ask somebody older than me." She was 90.
Grandma getting her rocks on. All right, that's what I'm talking about.
I believe that as long as you use it, you know, it's going to be beneficial to you. Now, when it gets to a point where it starts drying out, get some lubricant, but keep using it, because when you don't use it, you lose it. And you're going to be bitter. You're going to be unhappy. You know, so it's nothing wrong with having Bob if you don't have a partner.
It's not.
Because, you know, one thing's
a certain. There's nothing wrong with having Bob when you do have a partner. Let's keep it real.
It's right, but I'm just saying, if you don't have a partner, there's nothing
right.
wrong with just being
right.
with Bob. Because
absolutely.
You are still releasing that pent-up anxiety and, you know, that pain and that hurt and all that other kind of stuff is coming out, and you have a smile from ear to ear. Because some mornings when I used to wake up with a headache, Bob be right there, honey. And by the time I get out that bed, I am so happy. Headache gone. Your wife, let me tell you guys something. If your girlfriend ever tell you, "I have a headache," just say to her, "Okay, I'm going to take care of your headache." And I guarantee when you finish with her, she ain't going to have no pains in her body. She's going to be happier than a sissy in Boys Town. Believe me.
I know
me.
That's right. But you know something? We got another caller on the line. Their number ending in 7819 that either want to talk to you, Mr. Delicious, or our special guest, Jade, the love romance consultant. Caller, are you on the line?
I am.
Okay.
Hi.
Would you like to ask
you? Hi.
How you doing?
Sorry, that's my god sister, Nakia.
How you doing,
Nakia?
Hi,
Nakia.
I'm
good.
Nakia.
How are you?
Good. Well, darling, just jump right in. You can either tell us about your sex life or you can ask a question about ours.
Yeah, telling you about mine might be trouble for y'all. You might get put off the air.
Right.
Oh, no, I didn't worry about that.
And remember,
you know,
I'm on the phone.
Anyway.
Remember,
okay.
I'm on the phone.
Okay, well, how about I just make a very profound statement?
All right, darling.
There is a tremendous difference between sensuality and sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in a relationship where you are extremely intimate with one another, sexuality is not enough. You can have sex with anybody in the street, but you can't have sensuality with just some Joe that you decided to spend the night with or hook up with because it was fun, or he looked good, or you liked the way he danced, or them legs were just so bowed. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Adrian.
But you have to... In order to achieve sensuality with a person, you have to be not just committed to their bodies, not just committed to a relationship, but committed to one another's minds. And you have to understand that with that commitment comes the good and the bad, taking in each other, breathing in each other, and that means sometimes letting go of each other because you need a break. You need to be able to say, okay, it's time for you to do your man thing. It's time for me to do my woman thing. And you need to be able to understand that sometimes you just need to be together, and sometimes you just don't.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that sensuality will carry you and follow you into the bedroom. And when it does, if you're not happy, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? No, I think a lot of times what people find out what's wrong is that they are afraid to speak up and tell a person what they like. You know, like I might say, I want you to put some paint on my nipples as I get close to the comments. You know, it is what it is. But a lot of people, they're afraid to tell you what they want. They want you to...
That's right. They don't talk to each other. They don't say, this is what I want. This is what I really like. This is what's going to please me. Because they're too scared. But if I say it, he might think it's strange. Okay, he might, but he might not. And then he might do it just to please you and find some pleasure in it himself. You know,
that's
because a man will tell you quick, nah, baby, not right there.
Right. Yeah, or if you're sucking his penis, you know, he's trying to hold your damn head down so you can't fucking breathe, you know.
Right.
But, so that's where I learned from my other guest at Mrs. Angel, man. She gave me a DVD about how to suck a dick, man, without getting tired. Girl.
Let me tell you, I was asked to teach classes on that very subject.
I was asked to teach classes on that very subject.
And women should not be afraid to say, get your hand off my head. Let me do this. Or let me show you how to make this comfortable for both of us. Or
I need to breathe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because if you're choking me, it's no fun for me.
Exactly. But just like you said, she gave classes. So what do you give classes on?
Well, I don't, but I was asked to give classes on the art of fellatio.
Ooh, why did they ask you? Maybe I can have you on my show on another day.
Because I'm excessively good at what I do.
Right. It took me
a while to begin to enjoy it because of some painful things that happened in my life. And I turned those painful things into, well, maybe if I keep doing it, I'll start to like it. And I didn't. Then I turned it into, well, maybe if I keep doing it, then they'll like it. And I started to explore people's bodies and figure out what does what and what makes you feel good. And then I found this trick where I dislocate the left part of my jaw, put their finger on my collarbone, and let them feel it slide down past it.
What?
Let me tell you.
Say that again. You say you dislocated your jaw.
And I put their finger on their thumb on my collarbone.
And they can feel their dick going all the way down your mouth and going towards your collarbone?
Yep, they feel it go right past the collarbone.
Well, I ain't trying to break my jaw, and I ain't trying to dislocate my jaw.
Well,
you
don't have to do that.
There are so
many other things that you can do.
Wow, I'm a girl. We're going to talk after the show is over. Jay, I mean, you're a love expert.
Yeah,
what you think about that?
Problems.
Are you going to dislocate your mouth and shit?
No. And in all these years, no, that has never happened. So we have one of my supporters, and I appreciate you for joining us. He just listened in, and he was like, just damn. And I'm thinking the same thing because, you know, in all my years and teaching and talking to women, I've never talked about or learned about no dislocating nothing to make it comfortable, okay?
And the thing about I wouldn't believe it if I'd never seen it. But there's a lot of ways to do that.
And there,
well,
you can teach yourself to breathe while you're doing it so that it doesn't close your esophagus and you don't suffocate.
Exactly. Wow.
And you can gain the length and the distance to get a complete physical. Ah!
Do you have that on DVD?
I don't.
Oh, well, we need to see that. I'll make a DVD and sell them.
Hell yeah! You just sell them.
And I will tell you, if you make it on DVD, listen. And me being a sex educator and everything, if you put it on DVD and I swear by it, trust and believe, I'm gonna be telling everybody. It will be added to my interviews as well.
Let me ask you one question before we take a break. Are you telling me that when he had it in your mouth, was it just so damn big that it fucking pushed your jaw out of whack and slid
down there? Not at all.
I mean, I can't even visualize it. Was that an accident?
Mm.
And then you say, oh, hell, it just feels kind of cool.
The first time it was an accident.
Wow. Well, was there any pain associated with the jaw getting dislocated?
No, I heard a pop and I didn't know what it was, and then I figured it out.
Oh shit, man, that's kind of scary. Was he that big in your mouth that you know it caused you to open your mouth so wide that it shifted
no,
your jaw?
No, I was into what I was doing, and I did it the other way around.
Oh, shit, now I'm scared of you. We're going to have to talk after the show is over. But, my goodness, anybody who want to call in and talk to our guest, Jade and my colleague, Delicious, and one of our guests who called in, and the number 7819, or our co-host, or, you know, come on, we all can jump in on this. But, you know, my, I'm just so impressed. I don't know what to say, but it ain't no damn way somebody gonna put it in my mouth and push my jaw out of whack. I ain't having that.
Hey,
Jade.
Hey, Delicious.
Angel, when I talk about the grapefruiting, that's mm-hmm. her thing, and I mm-hmm. swear by it. So I mm-hmm. talk about it. So if I believe in it and it works for me, I'm gonna talk about it, and I'm gonna tell how it works, and I'm gonna swear by it and say, listen, this person said this because we're educated. We get our education from somewhere. We're learning from. We're not only learning from the doctors that have taught us. We're not only learning from going to school or whatever, or reading up and doing our study and our research, or from experience. We also learn from our clients. We also learn from those that come aboard with us, and we interview them, and they tell us what works for them. So we learn from other people's experience. Can I say something real quick, though? I want to say something real quick.
Darling.
Okay. I want to give somebody a special message out there who is not feeling really, she's feeling really down today. And I want to say, Miss Annette, you are such a beautiful lady, and you can come up. You can get over it. If you need me, baby, I am here for you. And I just want to say, because you support me so much, I love you so much. So I want to thank you. She listened to the song on Dorian Blake, and she said, I can't do this. And I told her, I said, I want you to put the phone down for a moment, but I want you to at least phone back up so you can hear this message, because she's such a beautiful lady. She has a beautiful heart. And sometimes we have a moment. We are in a moment. Sometimes we get depressed and we feel down. And I just want you to know, baby, I'm here for you, and I know that you have others that's here for you. And you are a beautiful woman, and you're going to be okay.
And Annette, I want to say, Author is Terry Law, I want to send you some hugs and kisses, because we all want to
be back
in line, baby girl. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. But I want to ask that caller. I think her last numbers are 7819. Lucky, I hate to keep getting on this because this is just wild to me. So after you, by accident, shifted your jaw after God had his penis in your mouth and went down to your collarbone, what did it make you feel like? Because that's kind of feel like weird, something going inside your shoulder from the inside your mouth. How did it make you feel? I mean, where was it going? I know he probably felt like, that's cool, but what did it feel like to you?
In the kitchen.
I'm sorry. It was, honestly, I felt like a superstar.
Oh, God,
I felt like a rock star because I knew that was, after I did it the first time, we had our little session, and then I had to try it again. So I woke him up while he was asleep, and I made him rise to the occasion, and then I had to try it again, and then I figured out that I could continue to do it. Oh, man, I felt like a rock star.
So
that is
anyway,
my signature move.
Okay, well, cool. Anyway, that women out there, they can cause their mouth to shift in a way so that their mate or their lover could have that same experience that you had. I mean, is that easy to do and it's not painful? How do you do it?
It's not painful at all. It's very easy for me to do. I don't know if anybody else could do it. I guess if they, worked it out enough that they could. But
which one, you open my mouth wide?
You could be double jointed, or there could be something that is loose or within your jaw that allows you to do that.
It could be that, but if anybody who, if you yawn real real big and your jaw pops, I think that you'd be able to do it.
Damn, I got a big mouth. I wonder if I could do it.
Even if you can't, don't count yourself out. There are plenty of things that you can do that will have close to the same effect, and you can be your own rock star.
Tell me some of those things.
Well, when you figure out how to breathe while you're maneuvering, then it gives you a whole different take on it, because you can take a lot more into your throat and a lot more into the back of your throat without gagging, and the gagging feeling and coughing, and then of course that gets him excited, and you'll get to the point where you actually feel him pulsating because he can't help it.
Something. Well, like you said, that's your signature move. You can make that jaw shift out of place. You
no,
know?
I mean without the jaw. Oh, that's something special. Not everybody gets that.
Oh, okay.
That's something
okay.
really special. I have to be very intimate with you for me to even want to attempt something like that. And that's the other thing. You have to want to do these things with somebody. If you're with a person that you really don't want to do it, or you're not feeling it, or they smell bad, taste bad, anything, don't do it. It has to be
something that you're comfortable doing.
He's
in my damn meat. Don't bring no little salty dick in front of me. You know, if you ain't
that's
washed,
right.
I ain't trying to put my
that's
mouth
right.
on it.
You better go wash your shit.
Damn meat. Oh, that ain't
that's
working
right.
for me. But, Jade, I got a question for you. You have shared with us about what we should do as far as bringing the intimacy back. Okay, what do you suggest people to do when they are new at the game, for these young women, they're first approaching relationships and sexual encounters, and some of them are scared because they're still virgin. What do you suggest for them? How should they carry it? What should they do and not do?
As far as what? Because this is what I want to share with you.
Okay.
A lot of these girls, it's fast these days. When I talk to them, here's my experience. Here's what I get from these girls. Been there, done that. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So
they hard-headed.
They are. So when you say that, are you talking about these young girls that's in school? Because they're quicker than what I used to be back then.
I'm talking about these young girls that's virgins, and a lot of times it's the peer pressure, or because I remember when I was back in the day when I was a virgin, it seemed like my mother used to have this little round brooch she would make us wear because she wants like little girls and ladies. And back in the day, they would say, when you wear those round brooches, that means you was a virgin. And people would be very cruel and laugh at your stuff, you know. And my mother kept us on lockdown, man. You know, they would come down the street and say, hey, Lola Bell, Silver Bell, Terry Bell. They would laugh at us because we were stuck in the house because my mother was raising young ladies. But, you know, what advice do you give the young girls, you know, other than don't get caught up into peer pressure, you know, it is supposed to be special. You don't just give it away.
It is supposed
to
be special, and I try to, because here's the thing that I want that we have not discussed yet, that I wanted to say that sometimes I suggest to people, and your caller who you're talking to now kind of touched on it a little bit, but I don't know if she realizes what she was talking about. But when you talk about intimacy or sexuality, there is that mind orgasmic experience that you can have.
Absolutely.
Okay. And
absolutely.
And so the thing that I try to tell these girls is that you realize you can have a mind, you can have a body orgasmic experience without penetration.
That's right.
The problem with trying to teach these young girls that, though, is that first we learn from porn. So we're already, we start to robotically program our minds in addition to the peer pressure and everything that we're being told, we're thinking of that goal, and the goal is the orgasm through penetration. So we're already thinking that that's the only way that our bodies can actually have an orgasmic experience through genital orgasm, not through any kind of body orgasm, not through the mind. And that is what's very hard to teach these girls, is that you don't need to have sex, because a lot of guys is like, I just want to get my dick wet. Let's keep it real. I'm sorry. I know your mom's on the phone, right? So I do apologize. But that's the thing that the guys think the most, these young guys. I just want to have sex. Oh, you ain't down? I'm going to go to the next one. That's going to be quick. That's going to give it to me. And so what happens is, if this is the guy that she wants to be with, and she's like, I want to be with Johnny so bad, and so I'm going to have to, in order to show and prove my interest and my loyalty, I'm going to have sex with him. And so then everything that I'm saying to them kind of flies out the window. You know what I mean? But that's the suggestion that I try to give as far as these young girls. Wait it out. Because it's a beautiful thing to share, but you can have an orgasmic experience. There's ways to do it. There's tantra.
Right.
There's all these different.
Go
ahead. Somebody asking.
Yes, it's Shalonda. Could you give some examples of other ways they can confront that situation
instead of like going and losing their virginity and having sex with these guys, to just go through it mentally? Is it some like different things you can give?
Your mind is the strongest thing when it comes to your body. You really can. So my thing is the meditation piece. And a lot of us don't learn about the relaxation, how to relax our bodies.
That's right.
What we can do within our mind, how we can transfer energy back and forth to each other and have an energetic orgasmic experience through that, just through that alone. Because they're so busy in the rush, in the contact. So my thing is to always try to say, let's start with the meditation piece. Get your mind still. Get your body still. Try to get all of the things that you're thinking about out of your mind right now and start to imagine the orgasmic experience you're about to have, because you can have it. When I was young, I remember before my boyfriend called me, I just thought about him. I just thought about him, and I came so hard, and it was the powerfulest explosion that I could ever have. And I was shaking, body trembling, everything. And I was just, and I could not get it back to save my life. I don't know how I did it. But when he called, I said, "Oh, my God, I just thought about you when I came. I just came so hard." And it turned him on, but the problem was, how the hell do I get it back? But the thing is, when you're young, you're vulnerable and easy to be able to get all of that. And that's what these young kids don't realize, because they're pure right now. See, we block all of that stuff out, so it becomes challenging when we're older, unless it becomes a regular practice to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when we decide to get back in that field, or say, okay, now I'm learning this, I'm realizing that there's a such thing, I want to get into it, it becomes challenging because now you have to change your habit. But as a child, if you start to learn as a teenager and you start to learn it and you start to learn how to be still, it becomes easy quicker than it was an adult. And that's why it's like trying to teach them to say, girl, you do not have to have intercourse to have that orgasm or to have that, you know, that experience. The problem is I can't talk to it's harder for me to talk to males. So it takes for a man to teach the males that and try to encourage the males that. Because right now their mind is, I just want to get the fuck. I just want to have sex.
Right.
Absolutely.
I have to agree with you, because up until 2011, I didn't have orgasms from intercourse. Like, never. Never. Not once. Well,
so
except when I was pregnant, but I had it because I was pregnant.
Come?
Huh?
So you were just laying there waiting for the guy to come and get it over with?
No, well, not necessarily get it over with, because I got my enjoyment out of what I could do to him, the ways that I could make him feel, the ways that I could make him enjoy it, and, you know. And so it was a big thing for me to do a lot of exploration and figure out what things do what. Like, you know, you can take the inside of someone's elbow pit and bring them to their knees like it's nothing. And it's a much more sensual experience than actual intercourse itself.
Oh, pump the damn brakes. You said inside the elbow pit. Now I'm touching my own elbow pit. What do I do now?
Well,
share the secret.
It's all about manipulation of the lips and the tongue. In the center of that pit is one of your pressure points. And,
I'm going to turn my own ass on.
but you know what? In essence, that's what you have to do. You experiment with yourself and the things that turn you on, and then you figure out how to turn that into someone else's enjoyment without penetration being any factor in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's making love with the mind, and you can drive a person to absolute destruction that way. I mean, they just break down to where they can't even get up at all. There is no coming back without ever having to.
See, that's what I need to do.
Have
so
them penetrate you.
Done. Get paid, you know, get the mortgage paid and shit. I'm gonna learn all those little tricks. You know, some listen to y'all.
Right.
Okay, let me take a little commercial break so my guest Jay Brown can go and get some money to his license and get some fresh refreshments over there. Go ahead and try the fresh fruit over there, Jay, but we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere because this is hot, and we're going to talk about the SEX. This is an adult show. We're going to use terms like penis, dick, and whatever, and fucking, but it is what it is. My mom's on the line, but she know I keep it real because she taught me how to keep it real, and she's a real woman herself, so, you know, no fear, be correct and bring it the way you want to bring it, but, you know, I'm learning some things from my dislocated jaw to my fucking collarbone to the crease of my elbow. Damn, I'm learning some things. I hope y'all are, too.
Muffy. Come on.
Another hit from the past, the Jackson Fives, Who Loving You. That was when Michael was brown and not white, but, you know, the song is still good when it was played then and it's played now. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody for listening in this Friday cold evening. And wherever you may be, north or south or east or west, you know, I just want to thank you for being here with us. I want to thank Brevette Lynch out of Baltimore, Maryland, for listening in with us tonight. And I also want to thank Kelly Moore out of Nebraska. So, you know, we're reaching a whole lot of places of our wonderful guests. And if anybody want to call in, you can call in to 347-945-6003 and hit the number one key, and that will let me know that you have a question. And if you want to keep my radio show on the air, you can send donations to Terry Lyle, P.O. Box 6813, Columbus, Georgia, 31917. Otherwise, we're going to do what we do. We're going to bring you the hits. We're going to bring you the topics that you want to talk about. And next week, our guest on Friday is going to be a shaman. She's going to be removing curses and all this other kind of stuff. So, you know, and we also have a psychologist on. So we're going to play one against the other. You know, we're going to have this lady. She's talking about the Wicca and all this other stuff. And she's a healer, and she can take the curse off you and the voodoo. But that's going to be something for next week. We want you to tune in. But we'll come right back with our special guest, Jade Bryan, who is a romance consultant. And she was also talking to one of our listeners named Lucky. And, Jade, I want to get you back on there and what you were sharing with our listener named Lucky.
I'm sorry, with the listener's name Lucky?
Yes, that's the lady that was talking about taking her jaw and making her jaw pop, let the dick go down into her collarbone, her signature move, man.
No, we were just, if I'm not mistaken, Lucky was the one that left off with the conversation because she was just commenting on what I had expressed about the art of body orgasmic experience and energetic orgasmic experience opposed to contact and penetrational orgasm.
Wow. Well, Lucky, you know, that's a signature move that you got. You know, I see you got some other kind of moves. You know, you just already told me that, you know, I can play with the inside of my elbow. And for that area, that medical area is called the inner cubicle. You can turn yourself on right there. So,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, girl, I'm scared of that. We're going to have to get you on the show and do a show by yourself. But today we got Jay. Jay is sitting on a hot seat. Jay, tell people all the things that you do and how to get a hold of you.
I do erotica greeting cards. We do erotic poetry, personalized poetry. I sell sex toys. Yes, I do. I talk about them.
Right, girl.
Toy parties. We do workshops. I have a radio show. I have a book that I'm writing now that I'm presently working on. So, yeah, I'm trying to get it in.
Well, share what important you have. Let people see how talented you
are. Well, you know what? You wanted me to do the strap-on one. So I was going to do that for you.
Okay, well, give me the raunchy one. Is the strap-on one nasty? Because we got
that's
adults
one,
here.
That's the one that I was going to give you, because that's the one I had done for you before, and you really liked that one.
All right, well, strap it on.
That one?
That
okay. Okay. Sexual fetish, love so true. The deepest fantasy that he wanted me to do. I couldn't ever imagine his sexual fantasy. But to strap on and penetrate him was his ultimate ecstasy. The love in his eyes as I agreed with hesitance to slide in his back door probing, then penetrate. And sexing him the way that he would sex me, I was fucking my man like I was deep as a pussy. And what was most interesting was how turned on that I felt. I mean, the thought of a sex slave made my juices purely melt, creaming between the strap-on belt, stemming from the dominance that I've never felt. When the cream from my juices slowly dribbled down my inner leg, while my ears enjoyed the music of how much he started to beg, more is what he asked for, so more was what I gave. Easy there, boy, there's no need to misbehave. My job is to satisfy his fetish appetite. If this is what he wanted, then I'm going to do the brother right. I took my nails and dug deep into his hips, taking long, slow strokes and making sure not to lose my grip. The motions were like ocean waves, and I was about to come. One thing was certain. I was the fuck of his life, and now I have him sprung. His cum dripped on the bed as I escaped from his dick. As it escaped from his dick, then I kissed him on his back. his lower back, finalizing it with a slow, wet, passionate lift. He was panting from the excitement, and I couldn't believe I worked him like a pro. I wanted him to feel each penetrating pleasure, so I fucked him nice and slow.
All right now, and that's what I'm talking about. So people out there, you know, you ain't got to be a down low brother. You just got to be honest with the chick you with. You want somebody to stick that shit up in your ass, just tell a chick, man. Tell me.
That's right. Never underestimate the power of the thumb.
Stop for God. Yeah, you got to be down low. You can be down low right here in the house. Anything you want me to do, man, I could do that, you know, because you ain't got to run around catching nothing, but, you know, a lot of people don't get it. You know, they think it's nasty. Look, if your man wants to feel that prostate gland, if he wants to have your finger up his ass, okay, put a glove on or cut your fingernails back. You could do that. You know, bring the romance back to the bedroom and letting somebody else come along and steal your man. Come on now. You got to be a freak in the sheet, and you got to open your mind and
absolutely
do some things you don't want to do. You know, and, hey, call it what you will. But I tell you what, if a man gets some of this, he ain't going nowhere because he know he got somebody who's open-minded, somebody, you know, who's down for the count. So, you know, hey, want me strap it on? Ain't nothing but a word. Boss. I see Miss Dale.
Never underestimate the power of the thumb.
I know, right? Dale got something she wants to say. Go ahead, Delicious. What you want to say, darling?
I am definitely enjoying this topic tonight and, you know, just learning a few new things. So, you know, and I do appreciate you, Jay, so much for coming on and, you know, holding it down. And also the young lady, your name's Lucky?
Yes.
Okay.
You ain't got to get that shit. He's lucky, man. She got that.
You ain't never lied.
You definitely have to step your game up, girl. Get a video out there, a book out there, and, you know, get it moving because, you know, people need to learn different things, and that is something which you're teaching is definitely different because I was just sticking my tongue in between my elbow, and it does feel kind of sexy there. You know, it does set a little chill here and there, and I know if I keep doing that and do it different ways, I know I can turn myself on. I may even have an orgasm behind
it.
There's
so many erogenous zones, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
I promise you this right now, Lucky. I promise you this. Mr. Delicious wasn't the only one that was doing that, too, when you were telling people about that. It was all
I know.
I'm learning some shit, man.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, because ain't nothing
absolutely
wrong with learning something different because that's what keeps
it's
the fire burning.
That's right.
So because once passion and that romance leave, you know, people just, they get bored with each other and want to go do it with somebody. And she want to get with Big Dick John down the street. So, you know, you bring that stuff into your bedroom and you don't have to
worry
about your man going down there screwing this
woman.
That's
right.
Keep your man happy. Do whatever it takes to keep your woman happy. That's
right.
What it's all about.
About Big Dick John down the street, ladies, when you feel like you're not getting something at home or you're not communicating with your man, Big Dick John might got a big dick, but he ain't working it right, and he don't know how to use that package, and it's a waste.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're right. Yep. You're right about that. Sometimes a guy might have the package and don't know what to do with it.
Absolutely.
And a guy might
You're not kidding. I have ended up with a big floppy donkey dick that couldn't do a damn thing. I was mad that I did it in the first place.
That is when it's a waste. It's like, what you doing?
Let me teach
you
something.
Right. You get so excited. You're like, damn, look at that. And then he don't know what he's doing. It's like, come on.
That's right. You have to not be afraid of yourself and knowing what you want and what you like. You can't be afraid to figure out what it is that gets to you. Because if you can't figure it out, nobody else is going to figure it out.
Exactly.
But I just want to say this. When the show is over, I want you to tell my co-host how I can get a hold of you because we're going
to
schedule you on our program because everybody knows that. That's raw and in your face, you know, and we're going to have to wrap this up pretty soon. But what I want to end off with, I first want to let my mom say hello last words, a shout-out to anybody, and then I want to go to my special guest, Jade, and then I want to go to my co-host, and then I want to go to Mr. Delicious, and then Miss Lucky, we want to ask you to say a little something, and then we'll go a little music break, and we out of here because you know, the 2 hours is running by real fast. You know, I got to pay the bills.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it is. So, Ms. Matthews, anything you want to say out there before we get up off the air? Mother dear, don't be bashful.
Yes,
are you still there?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay, what do you got to say? We got to get off the air. Anything you want to tell us?
I know you
got to
get off
there,
but
about sex and what to expect when you get your age.
The program has been great. The program was great. I loved every moment of it. And you
thank
learn
you.
Something every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned
you
quite
so
a bit
thank
tonight.
You.
Thank you. And I'm off. Talk to you.
All right. I love
you,
right.
Well, oh, thank you. Well, Jade, you got something
beautiful.
You want to say? And you want to tell somebody how to get a hold of you?
Okay, so y'all can go to eroticexpression.com if y'all want any toys or whatever. Y'all can email me on the contact page if you're looking for any toys. We got over 20,000 toys, so you might not see something on the internet right away, and I have to just send you the picture and we make it happen. You can also I have a radio show on Thursdays and Saturdays. At Thursdays it's 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturdays it's a musical and it's at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. The Erotic Talk Radio. And you can please join us. Go to our group page on Facebook. Look for Erotic Talk Radio and ask to get into the group. And that way you can communicate with me there as well and get into some of our juicy topics.
All right, now, Shalonda, my co-host, baby girl, you got something to say, any shout-out you want to give somebody?
I just want to give a shout-out to a couple of friends who were supposed to be listening tonight. I'm not sure if they made the show or not, but if Marie's listening, hello. And Terry, of course, if she's listening, hello. Lucky, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today.
Amen.
I know a lot of my friends, they said they were going to call in, but Lucky was the only one that really did call in. Take over the show, thank God. We've had some times in our lives. I was praying
indeed.
All the way through the show. Please don't talk about me. Don't talk about me.
Okay, and we're going to go to Gail Delicious. I call her Yummy, Yummy, John.
Yummy, yes. Well, thank you, everybody. You know, everybody who tuned in tonight with Miss Authoress Terry Elal and Shalandra and Jay, you are a jewel in itself. Lucky, you know, I do appreciate you dispensing that information that you did. And like I said, girl, get that DVD and that book together. I will publish it for you. But, you know, get yourself together, girl, and get the things rolling because, you know,
absolutely.
You need to be out there for this. And I want to let everybody know that I'm I have my own Blog Talk radio show every Wednesday, Bringing Sexy Back. That's every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. over there on Delicious Talk. And every Sunday I have Gail's Blues Joint. That's over there on Delicious Talk as well. The last Friday of the month at 10:30 p.m. I do my musical show, which is Slow Jams, Happy Hour, House Music. I play from the 50s on up. The first Friday of the month I do Open Topic. And every Thursday I'm on Erotic Talk Radio over there with Miss Jade. And that's every Thursday at 9 p.m. And, of course, I'm here on Fridays helping Terry out, you know. So
yes.
You can find me everywhere. And if there's anything
everywhere.
Else you need to know. Right, you can just Google Gail Delicious Johnson. That'll bring up all the information. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, everywhere. So that's that. Thank you, Terry.
Anytime, darling. And Miss Lucky, thank you. I'm going to let you have an opportunity to give a shout-out because, girlfriend, we got to get you locked in. We're going to put you on a schedule. We're going to show us how to sexually turn on the person and how to shift your body parts out of whack to get that ultimate ecstasy. So, Miss Lucky, what you got to say, baby girl, other than if a guy gets you, he's lucky?
Well, I want to thank you all for allowing me to be a part of the show, and I'm very happy to help in any way that I can because I came up having to figure out everything on my own, and when you don't have to figure it out on your own, it's an easier way to transition yourself into the beauty that is sensuality and sexuality. And
absolutely.
I want to thank my girl Shalonda.
Are you on the internet anywhere, Lucky? Do you have a Facebook page or anything? How can people meet you?
Yeah, I do. I have a Facebook page, but something tells me that I may need to start another one for you guys.
Right.
Let me just say real quick, find me on there or go to Erotic Talk Radio because I might have to have you on my show as well. So,
okay. All right, that's what I'm talking about. We're on network, just saying. And I want to let everybody know, too, that, you know, Terry Lyle, she got 8 books out there, and she's trying to work on 9 and 10. And I'm going to let JJ Publishing, who is the CEO, Gail Delicious Johnson, publish
Ooh.
My next book out because
All right.
that professional and personal touch that I'm looking for. But kindly right now, you can find my books on Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, or go to my personal website where I can autograph them for you at www.terrylyle.com. And every Friday at 7:30, right here, just write the number down if you don't want to be online to Blog Talk Radio Unmasked with author Terry Lyle. That number is 347-945-6003. Or every Thursday, I'm on Author's Corners at 7 p.m., which is under the WML 104.1 FM DJ Mel Radio. But this is my baby, Unmasked, so I will be here, I will keep the lights on, and I will keep the topics in your face, and I will bring it to you raw, and I will bring it to you live. But today I've learned a lot of things. I've learned now that I need to learn how to yawn a little harder so I can stretch my damn mouth. My elbow. You know, I need to learn some things, but I'm glad that everybody who came in here and you helped us out and hung in there, but we got to go, but we'll come back. And next time, just join us and be there. And I will say goodbye as well to my friends in Baltimore, James Halsey, Brevette Lynch, my friends in Nebraska, Kelly Moore. And I want to give a special shout-out to Jade's friend, Mrs. Annette, girlfriend. Hugs and kisses to you. Whatever you
Love
want
you.
To. Head up. Mm. Keep your head up, sis. It ain't that
yes.
bad. And my mom and my sister Sylvia Robertson and my brother Philip Robertson for calling in. I love you all. And for all, make sure you be here next week at the same time because we're going to have a shaman, a real live shaman, somebody who can release that curse on your body. Somebody got that voodoo shit going on. She's going to be here next week, and you want to tune in for that.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only God can judge us.
Is that right?
Only God, man. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Ready?
So how about we turn to the facts? Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own homies just to bust a dirty back. Will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed. And hocus pocus, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I disappear. But it's my own time doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media is full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I hear the doctor standing over me screaming, I can make it, got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked till I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV, cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me, I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies, I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets, I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce, how did it come to this, I wish they didn't miss, somebody help me, tell me where to go from here, cause even thugs cry, but through the Lord's care, trying to remember but it hurts.
human can only make me stronger.
What you doing?
Reading.
I can see that. What's the title of the book?
Insane.
Oh, I heard about that author.
Where'd you hear?
I heard that she is authoress Terry Elow, who lives in Alabama. She's written and published 7 books. Insane is her 8th book.
Wow, you are right.
So where did you get your book?
From her website, www.terrylau.com. You also get it on Amazon straight to your Kindle.
Can I read Insane when you finish?
No way. This was autographed to me. But you can go to her website, www.terrylau.com, and get your own autographed copy.
Write that down for me.
I sure will.